Hey everyone, I'm Josh here, and today I just want to have a conversation with you with a topic which I think, perhaps might be interesting for you to just relate to. And the question that perhaps I want to ask you, and perhaps even for myself, is how do you lose a friend? How do you lose a good friend or a best friend and move along in your life productively? Okay, and the reason why I wanted to address this is because I kind of feel that this is something that most of us are struggling with, and I think perhaps there is a lesson that can be shared here with regards to my own personal experience. And if there's anything good or positive that you can take out of this learning lesson, then by all means, please do. And if there is none, then of course this is just something that you can take note of. I had a best friend, and these days I can literally just tell you that I don't have a lot of friends, and I don't even have a best friend. I have a lot of acquaintances, I have a lot of ex-colleagues, but more importantly, I think, I used to grow up with the notion that I will have a best friend, or I will have a few best friends, and we will grow old together, we'll perhaps travel the world together. And so I did have the luxury of finding one when I was in my secondary school, and we were the best of buddies. We were literally very close, spending nights over at each other's place. We kind of, went through the trials and tribulations of growing up, a romance, whatever it was, you mentioned it, we probably went through it. So he was literally a brother to me as I was growing up, and that meant a lot to me. So as we grew up, of course, he was the kind of person who was always, in my perspective, was always competitive, and he was always someone who probably will look at me and then after that try to perhaps do what I did, and then try to be better. And we used to have a moniker for him, or a nickname, where we'll say that he is someone who, if I were to wear a Nike shoe to somewhere, he'll probably be wearing a Nike shoe, a newer one, a better one, a bigger one, just for the sake of being on par or that kind of thing. But me being me, I grew up not ever feeling that that was something for me to be worried about, or I just found that that was just his character, his behavioral flaw that I could live with. And for me, there was no sense of wanting to beat him, or there was no sense of wanting to be better than him. In fact, there were many times when I felt that having him around completes whatever that I was aspiring to do at that time. So even when I was starting on my first entrepreneurial venture, I looked him up, I wanted him to be on board with me, and we did a lot of things together. Even when I was starting on my first career as a financial industry, I got him in, and he worked with me because I really wanted him to be partners and such. So what happened was that we grew up, and then we got into relationships and such. And I still remember that he was also the person I always run to whenever I had relationship problems. And he was always willing to spend time with me whenever I had those kind of relationship problems. He's gonna play arcade games with me, just filling up those pockets of loneliness for myself. And eventually I did get married, and he did found his partner also. So there was this one point of time when there was an incident which kind of defined what the relationship or the friendship I had with him, because it went downhill from there onwards. So what happened was that he got into a bit of a mix, and then he was a bit all over the place. He kind of got lost and such, and I was being questioned for my integrity and the part and the role I played in him getting the mix by his partner. So unknowingly, while I was trying to defend him and his position and how he got there and such, he kind of crumbled, and when he crumbled, he just kind of wanted to detach himself from me by piling all the shit, or all the blame and all the kind of fault that happened to him on me, literally 150%. So that kind of like, you know, made a whole lot of difference to the narrative, and it became something surprising, because henceforth, from that very moment, our friendship just crumbled, and it went down the hill to such an extent whereby, since we played soccer together for years and we were in the same team, and it got so bad that there were even camps in our soccer team which had to take sides with the two of us. You know, some of them believed in what I was trying to say, some of them believed in what he had to say, because behind the scenes he was also just trying to gather support, he was just trying to gain some kind of trust within the dynamics. So what he did was actually he just shared things which were not common knowledge, or things which I think were things that were told or being told in a very twisted and kind of like untruth. So I kind of got into a very, very bad emotional state, because I never quite believed that a friendship that has been forged for so long could crumble just over one instance. And that one instance was when he decided to choose his partner, or his foresight into his future, and he decided to just kind of let go of all the friendships that he had forged with me. And I thought that was very sad. But what happened was that over the period of time when I allowed that to happen, like I said, there were times when there were untruths being told. There were moments when he wanted to be defensive about things, and it got so emotionally bad, because I had to like explain myself to people again and again and again, because people were coming up to me and asking what happened between both of us. People were asking why are they hearing tales about me. People were saying things about me, and then people were like questioning my integrity and my credibility and such. So it kind of went over for months and almost years, until one day I just decided to put aside that resentment and that hatred that I had for him. And I just like, you know, grew out of that situation, and I told myself that enough is enough. I'm not gonna like be having this attachment or this baggage to him be a hindrance to my social life, because I still wanted to play soccer and I still wanted to be, you know, be mixing with the common friends and the mutual friends that we had. So I just emotionally just told myself that, you know, this is enough. You know, I'm not gonna be childish about it. If he has an issue with me, I will let the issue to be the one holding him back, but it will not be the one that will be holding me or defining me and how I should move on. Another instance when I decided to do that, things just flowed naturally and smoothly for me, because everybody began to see the flip side of things. Everybody began to ask me like, what was the real story? And I took all the time to no longer hide whatever flaws that he had, or whatever it was that was keeping me from telling the whole truth, because I felt there was no need for me to be defensive, and there was no need for me to defend him or his partner or whatever it was. I just told things as it is. And when I started telling things as it was supposed to be, it became easier for me to cope with the disappointment and such. And I grew stronger and stronger, even to the extent when, you know, I can really actually go to my soccer trainings and my soccer matches without having that small grip and that small fear that I'll bump into him and being awkward and such. Because there were instances when, you know, if we were going out and there were group settings or social settings, if he was there and I knew that he was going to be there, I'll just refrain from attending those sessions. And it worked the same for him, because if he knew that I was coming, he would also probably refrain himself from going. But once I decided to just move along and decided not to have any part in this very childish way of responding to events and matters, I felt relieved and I felt liberated, and I kind of led my life normally again. And ever since then, it became so great, because, you know, everybody then started realizing that all the while I was the one who was always being the neutral. I was always the one who did not bother to, like, you know, try to unfix things or try to make things better or such. I was just being there. I was just being a friend. And I was so very sure that at any point of time, if he actually reproached me, you know, we would still have been great friends, you know, we would still have been buddies. But because his ego got in the way and his sense of false belief that, you know, he was right to do such things in order to save his whatever dynamics he had with his partner and such. Because of that sense of egoism that he had, he kind of blew it. But I moved along from that drama and such well and fine, because I no longer feel the need to defend him, and no longer do I need to feel defensive when I'm being asked about what the situation was. So I just kind of told everybody what I felt about the situation. I called him childish, I called him rubbish, I called him, you know, immature, and I just literally said that, because that was not how adults deal with real life issues. So the point I'm trying to highlight here is the fact that, you know, there will be moments in time when even the closest ones that you have in your life will have to go through some kind of, you know, events, and when they do, those are really their tests, and those are really are those barometers of friendship that even they have to question themselves. So the question is, how can you lose a best friend and move along? I think the answer for me is, if we have to lose a good friend, if we have to lose a best friend, and we want to move along in life forward happily, with a lot of clarity, we just have to realize that there is no such need for us to ever be defending our position, or be defending their actions or their intentions, or be defending the friendship itself. Because really, there are literally some, you know, situations when you know for sure that the friendship or the relationship has hit its threshold, and you can't knock yourself against that threshold and hoping that it will break, because, you know, some dynamics are really not worth trying to bang your head into, because it's either you kind of get hurt in the process because you keep banging yourself against the wall, or you just probably give up. For me, I just decide to walk away from that point, and I just decide to pursue another path that does not require his or her presence beside me or in my life. So I feel that, can people really lose the best friends in their life, or can people really lose the friendship that they have had for a long, long time and move forward in life? My answer to that is yes, because with clarity, you will know for sure that there are some journeys in your life that do not require, you know, the people whom you've always been holding along, or you've been like attaching yourselves to, because sometimes you have to leave them there and you have to move along on your own, and you have to realize that there is nothing wrong with that, because not everybody has the capacity to go through with you throughout your whole journey, because perhaps your journey might be longer than theirs, your journey might be longer than, you know, what was envisioned between the both of you or such. And if you have to move along on your own without the attachments of friendships or such, then so be it. Rather than trying to trudge along and just bringing people, just wanting to fix and mend friendships that were not meant to continue on, I think that's just going to be tiresome. And then you realize that you are just going to be burning a hole through the friendship, and that's very bad. So I think for those of you who are still pondering and asking yourself whether a friendship is worth salvaging, you know, even if you were to let down your ego and just be remorseful about it, you know, and try to reproach the whole dynamics, I would say that you have to ask yourself very clearly, if this friendship is being forged again, or if this friendship is being salvaged, will it bring productivity and clarity to the next phase of my life? If at the very moment you're asking yourself that question and the answer is not an immediate yes, then I am suggesting to you to leave that relationship. Because if you know that that question is an immediate yes, then of course you can work on it. But if you have doubts, if you have immediate concerns or reservations, and you can't clearly answer that question immediately, then you know that there will always be something tugging at your heart. So do you want to move forward with your life with clarity, or do you want to try and, you know, salvage something which is perhaps not going to be benefit for you in the future? So you got to make your call. If you have to move along, be mature about it, be intentful about it, be objective about it. You know you have to move on because it is for your own happiness. All right, So for those of you who are still pondering, still waiting on the fence about not knowing whether this friendship is worth salvaging or not, I'm saying to you, move along with clarity, move along with the best of intentions. If you have to leave friends because you have to move on with your own life, leave them where they are with your prayers and your sincere intentions, but move along and trudge along, because that is something that you need to do for yourself. That's all I have to share with you today. I hope this sharing was super helpful for you. If there are any questions that you might want to ask, you can just drop me a PM or a DM over at my Gmail, successguild@gmail.com. Till I get to speak to you again. Bye-bye.